from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 9525 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying. Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. In today's edition, we will present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, My Indonesia, and News in Brief. We'll continue our program for today with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
At RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news for the headlines. Indonesia pushes for implementation of circular economy. Rupiah strengthened to 14,328 rupiah per US dollar. Now the news in detail. The Indonesian government is pushing for the implementation of the circular economy concept in Indonesia. According to the World Business Council for Sustainable Development, the concept of circular economy moves away from the traditional take-make-dispose economic model to one that is regenerative by design. Indonesian Environment and Forestry Ministry Deputy Director for Recycling and Specific Waste, Haruki Agustina, said, "The implementation of the circular economy concept for industries was important, as it sought to utilize industrial waste as an alternative to raw materials or as a source of fuel." Haruki said that the ministry is directing many companies to implement the circular economy concept. Haruki said on the sidelines of the 2018 Sustainable Development Symposium in Bangkok, Thailand on Monday, July 9. She said that several companies from various industries in the country, from cement to paper, had already implemented the concept of circular economy. However, Haruki said, many still had a long way to go, despite waste management being a requirement to obtain an environmental permit. Haruki also hoped to learn more about the implementation of the circular economy concept in other countries to understand global expectations and trends in sustainable development during the symposium. The rupiah exchange rate in interbank transactions in Jakarta on Monday, July 9 morning, rose 47 points to 14,328 rupiah per US dollar, as quoted by Antara News Agency, CSA Research Institute senior analyst Reza Priambada said, there is still a potential weakness in the US dollar, especially with the weakening in some US economic data, making the rupiah rose again. Reza Priambada hoped that with the rising unemployment claims together with rising inflation numbers and growth of salary below the previous estimation, can be a balancing factor to keep the rupiah in its green zone. Today's rupiah exchange rate is expected to move at 14,378 to 14,359 rupiah per US dollar. Indonesian Coordinating Economic Minister Darmin Nasution finally launched on Monday the online single submission, a web-based business licensing system intended to cut the red tape involved in obtaining business permits. He said during the launch event in Jakarta on Monday that the operation of the submission will effectively start throughout Indonesia and is accessible anytime and anywhere. Investors could still arrange business licenses by visiting one-stop integrated service outlets available throughout Indonesia, Minister Darmin emphasized that the Office of Coordinating Economic Ministry had assumed the role of operator of the OSS until the Coordinating Investment Board BKPM was ready to take over, with the preparations estimated to take around 6 months. President Joko Widodo would take a look at the OSS system in a few days to formally launch the service. However, Minister Darmin said the OSS system would not be able to provide business permit for companies in the financial and mining sectors, as the licensing procedures were still under the authority of the Energy and Mineral Resources Ministry for the mining sector and Bank Indonesia and the Financial Services Authority for the financing sector. Indonesian Ambassador to China and Mongolia, Jauhari Oratmangun, visited the Alibaba Group headquarters in Hangzhou, China, to promote Indonesian products on Sunday, July 8. Alibaba Group is a Chinese multinational company engaged in electronic commerce. Jauhari Oratmangun told Antara News Agency in Beijing on Monday, July 9, that the sale of Indonesian products could be increased through Alibaba Mall. Through the visit, Jauhari Oratmangun wanted to take advantage of cooperation opportunities between Indonesia and China, especially in terms of developing electronic commerce, finance and technology, as well as digital platform. He explained that Sunday's meeting also discussed the plan of Alibaba's top manager's visit to Indonesia to explore cooperation opportunities both with the government and other potential partners. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Financial Services Authority, OJK, is working on new rules for equity crowdfunding, where a large number of people invest in unlisted companies, usually through internet platforms. OJK spokesman Sekar Putih Jarot said the authority had completed a draft regulation and was currently seeking input from the financial industry and other stakeholders. Sekar said in Jakarta on Sunday, July the 8th, that the authority aimed to enforce the regulation as soon as possible. Unlike initial public offerings, IPO, through the Indonesian Stock Exchange, IDX, crowdfunding typically involves a large number of retail investors placing small amounts. Sekar added, crowdfunding is as an alternative way to collect funds for small and medium startups. Meanwhile, IDX President Director Inarno Jayadi welcomed the OJK's plan to issue the regulation, stressing the equity crowdfunding would help small and medium enterprises develop. Narada Asset Management Research Head Kiswoyo Adijo said the regulation would have a positive impact on the development of the domestic stock market because it would diversify stock market products. A group of Indonesian and Australian youth has been organizing waste handling management at the foot of Mount Rinjani, West Nusa Tenggara since last year. Group in the Bakara Nusantara movement, the youth through the Sangkabira Waste Management Program and the alumni grant scheme from the Australian government focused their activities on plastic waste recycling and agricultural waste processing into a plantation medium for mushroom culture. Baraka Nusantara founder Siti Maryam Roja, in a press release received in Jakarta on Sunday, said a training on the agricultural waste processing into oyster mushroom cultivation has been held since April 13 in cooperation with Myotech Group from Bandung as a partner, attended by 20 students. This training successfully created several groups of young mushroom farmers who have managed to produce oyster mushrooms that have been sold to the community. The 20 participants are trained to introduce the system to other students in 4 villages. Up to now, 115 high school or senior high school or vocational school students have been provided with knowledge on agricultural waste processing science. In addition, on 5 to 7 July 2018, Baraka Nusantara also conducted plastic waste management training in collaboration with Precious Plastic Indonesia. The last item, a painting exhibition by three Indonesian women painters in Niagara Falls, New York, is sharing their home country's vibrant traditional culture to hundreds of visitors. The beautiful Indonesian art and paintings exhibition is being held at the Niagara Art and Cultural Center through the end of July. Displaying the works of three Indonesian female painters group under Sri Kandi Five, the exhibition opened with a reception on July 7. One of the painters, Sylvia Sirli Malinton, an artist and the Economic Affairs Counsel at the Indonesian Consulate General in Houston, Texas, said the exhibition featured 40 paintings of Indonesia's beautiful natural environment and vibrant traditional cultures in line with the theme. Sirli said in a press statement on Sunday, the exhibition includes Indonesia's wayang puppetry, traditional dances, gamelan musical instruments, and other art and traditions that reflect the highly esteemed values of Indonesia's state ideology, Pancasila. Sirli added that the NACC exhibition was her second collaboration with her fellow painters, Maria Otterbein and Iris Varianti, who live respectively in Dallas and Houston. Unlike their first group exhibition in Houston in November 2017, called Pancasila, only three of the five Sri Kandi Five painters are participating in this year's exhibition. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesia pushes for implementation of circular economy. Rupiah strengthened to 14,328 per US dollar. That was the news.
Indonesia is the largest archipelago country in the world. Indonesia, a country with diverse ethnicities, cultures, and languages, where the hospitality of its people becomes a thing to be missed. Are you dreaming of visiting this beautiful land? Come on! Realize your dream by following VOI International Quiz 2018. If you're lucky, you will get a vacation and enjoy the charm of Indonesia for free. You just need to answer the following question. 1. Please mention one or more historic buildings in Bandung that you know. 2. How do you listen to Voice of Indonesia? Streaming or shortwave? And why? 3. What is your favorite program? Send your answer along with your identity, passport number, and passport expiry date to voiquiz2018@voinews.id before July 31st, 2018, 2400 hours UTC. VOI International Quiz 2018, presented by RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Comments on actual national and international issues from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program, Commentary. The title of today's commentary is Waiting for Next Candidates of President and Vice President. President Joko Widodo said that he already has the name of vice presidential candidate who will accompany him. The named will be nominated in the presidential and vice presidential election in 2019. This was affirmed by President Joko Widodo after attending the closing ceremony of the National Conference of Activists 98 in Jakarta on Saturday. More recently, the people of Indonesia have started to guess who will be proposed to be presidential and vice presidential candidates. Joko Widodo's name as a presidential candidate has been taken into account by many circles. Some political parties have even declared Joko Widodo as presidential candidate in the 2019 presidential election. If then many people had been guessing who will accompany Joko Widodo as a vice presidential candidate, certainly this is not without reason. Indeed, the 1945 Constitution states that the president and vice president can only serve for two periods. So the incumbent vice president Yusuf Kalla has no right to be elected in the 2019 presidential election because he has served twice, the first in the period 2004-2009, becoming vice president of Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, and the second period 2014-2019. The existence of some candidate names seems very reasonable, because the election of presidential election for the period 2019-2024 will be held for a few months to come. Indonesian people in general and prospective voters in particular also have started guessing who will be elected on April 17, 2019. The names which had been mentioned are from the names that served as a governor, former chief of Indonesian Armed Forces, TNI, a son of former president, and names of entrepreneurs. The names that will be included in the list of candidates have to be weighted. The people of Indonesia will know who will be supported by 14 participants of political parties in the 2019 general election to take place in September. Of course, this is expected that the names that will be proposed are those who have a very high integrity and love to Indonesia and have a strong vision to strengthen the position of Indonesia in international world. The names must also be weighted by the international world. Now the persons elected as president and vice president must play major role in international world. They must give confidence to Indonesian voters across Indonesia that both president and vice president will realize all the targets that had been promised. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Hello listener, nice to be with you again in our regular program Today in History over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Well listener, we start from an event on July 9, 2002, Union of Africa was established. Union of Africa was a union which consisted of 54 African states. The one of African state which did not join in the Union of Africa was Morocco. On July 9, 2002, Union of Africa was established as a successor organization of African unity. The most important aspect of the decision of African Union was made by Assembly of African Union in the meeting of state head and government of member countries. Secretary and Commission of African Union have quarters in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. The next event is that in 2011, South Sudan obtained its independence. South Sudan is located in East Africa. The state, which is part of Sudan, Anglo-Egypt, British and Egyptian continuum, had become part of Republic of Sudan since its independence in 1956. After the first civil war of Sudan, autonomy region of South Sudan was established in 1972. and it was carried out until 1983. Thus, the Second Civil War of Sudan ended with comprehensive peace treaty in 2005. At the same year, the government of South Sudan's autonomy was established. South Sudan became an independent state on July 9, 2011, at midnight of local time after conducting referendum, which was held in January 2011. The result was that around 99% voters choose to secede from Sudan. The last event is that in 2014, presidential election 2014 was held. On July 9, 2014, a general election to elect Indonesian president and vice president for 2014-2019 period was held. The election became the third direct presidential election in Indonesia. Incumbent President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono could not participate again in the election, because the law prohibits the third period for the presidency in Indonesia. According to the law of 2008 general election, only political party which gains more than 20% seat in the House of the Representatives DPR or wins 25% vote can propose its candidate. Finally, the general election was won by the fair of Joko Widodo Yusuf Kalla by gaining 53.15% vote, defeating Prabowo Subianto Hatarajasa, who gained 46.85% vote. Based on the decision of Indonesian General Election Commission on July 22, 2014, the President and the Vice President were inaugurated on October 20, 2014, replacing Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku. My Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program through RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Well, for our daily program, My Indonesia, the title is Exhibition of Foreign Indo Livestock 2018. President Joko Widodo visited X-Wen Forum Indo Livestock 2018 at the Jakarta Convention Center, Senayan, Jakarta on Friday. He said that the exhibition shows the development of livestock industry in Indonesia has been growing very fast. The livestock products, according to the president, have already been exported abroad, such as Japan. Even those products will also soon be exported to Vietnam and Malaysia. In addition, various kinds of livestock products have also been able to be produced domestically. President Joko Widodo also emphasized that the export of livestock products to some of these countries has become a surge for livestock industry in Indonesia. Take, for example, nugget and sauced products had been exported to Japan, Vietnam, and Malaysia. While the production of live animals, according to the president, also has experienced rapid development. For the production of non-broiler chickens, or locally called Kampung chickens, there are already companies that can produce 100,000 tons of chicken per month. Previously, such chickens were expected to disappear. Apparently, the number of these chickens gets increased more and more because there are companies engaging in that field. President Joko Widodo also admired one of the modern equipment in the exhibition, the microbubble that can increase fish production in ponds by 40%. He also hopes that through innovation with modern technology, this can continue to be developed. The exhibition held on Wednesday for until 6 July 2018 exhibited products in the fields of livestock, animal health, livestock dairy and fishery industries. The exhibition was attended by business people, researchers, producers, consumers and government agencies engaged in the livestock sector as well as fisheries. In fact, the exhibitors that participated were from not only domestic but also abroad. More than 550 exhibitors are from several countries including the United States of America, the Netherlands, Europe, Australia, Britain, South Korea, Taiwan, Thailand, China, and Turkey. Based on data from BPS, the achievement of livestock export in Indonesia is quite fantastic. In 2017, the increase reached 14.85% compared to 2016. The export value reached $623.9 million, or 8.5 trillion rupiah in 2017. It is expected to increase significantly from both export value and volume. In 2017, the largest export contribution of livestock subsector to livestock breeding growth was 64.07%, with the most export destination countries were Hong Kong, 23.10%, China 22.96%. Currently, Indonesian livestock products had been able to penetrate more than 110 countries. Well, listener, that was by Indonesia, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Listener, welcome to News in Brief. The Indonesian government is pushing for the implementation of the circular economy concept in Indonesia. According to the World Business Council for Sustainable Development, the concept of circular economy moves away from the traditional take-make-dispose economic model to one that is regenerative by design. The rupiah exchange rate in interbank transactions in Jakarta on Monday morning rose 47 points to 14,328 rupiah per US dollar. Indonesian Coordinating Economic Minister Darmin Nasution finally launched on Monday the online single submission, a web-based business licensing system intended to cut the red tape involved in obtaining business permits. Indonesian Ambassador to China and Mongolia, Jauhari Oratmangun, visited the Alibaba Group headquarters in Hangzhou, China, to promote Indonesian products on Sunday. The Financial Services Authority, OJK, is working on new rules for equity crowdfunding, where a large number of people invest in unlisted companies, usually through internet platforms. A group of Indonesian and Australian youth has been organizing waste handling management at the foot of Mount Rinjani West Nusa Tenggara since last year. Group in the Bakaran Nusantara movement, the youth, through the Sangkabira Waste Management Program and the alumni grant scheme from the Austrian government, focused their activities on plastic waste recycling and agricultural waste processing into a plantation medium for mushroom culture. A painting exhibition by three Indonesian women painters in Niagara Falls, New York, is sharing their home country's vibrant traditional culture to hundreds of visitors. The Beautiful Indonesian Art and Paintings exhibition is being held at the Niagara Art and Cultural Center through the end of July. Listener, that was News in Brief.
Indonesia is the largest archipelagic country in the world. Indonesia, a country with diverse ethnicities, cultures, and languages, where the hospitality of its people becomes a thing to be missed. Are you dreaming of visiting this beautiful land? Come on! Realize your dream by following VOI International Quiz 2018. If you're lucky, you will get a vacation and enjoy the charm of Indonesia for free. You just need to answer the following question. 1. Please mention one or more historic buildings in Bandung that you know. 2. How do you listen to Voice of Indonesia? Streaming or shortwave? And why? 3. What is your favorite program? Send your answer along with your identity, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOIQuiz2018 at voinews.id before July 31st, 2018, 2400 hours UTC. VOI International Quiz 2018, presented by RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's season, we will introduce you to Gendang Bela from West Nusa Tenggara. Stay tuned. Listeners, culture or tradition of a nation is the national identity, because with the existence of the culture, we know who we are and where we come from. Indonesia has many cultures and traditions because every region has different and unique culture, such as West Nusa Tenggara, which has Gendang Bela. Presently, Gendang Bela is from Sasak Tribe, Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara. Listeners, the word of Belak is from Sasak language, meaning big. Earlier, Gendang Belak was for the spirit of the soldiers who fought in the war and returned after the war. The sound it has produced was believed to make the soldiers be braver, defending the kingdom. Now, Gendang Belak is played to accompany traditional ceremony such as wedding, circumcision, akikah, and other ritual ceremonies. Listeners, Gendang Belak is made from Meranti tree, which is flourish in Lombok. It produces big and echo sound. The sound is produced with 50 diameters and length 1.5 meters of tree trunk. Its center of the tree is perforated and covered with leather of goat, cow, or buffalo. Gendang Belak is traditional instrument which is played in a group. It is usually played along with other instruments such as gong, trumpang, pencet, oncer, and flute. With a thunderous sound, Gendang Belak performance is more interesting and entertaining. Listeners, Gendang Belak player is called Sekaha. Sekaha consists of two main players. Those Sekahas perform by wearing Lombok traditional clothes, including sapo, Lombok typical headband. Although the size of Gendang Belak is big, Sekahas have no difficulty to play it by hanging on their shoulder. Listeners, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia on the Indonesian language on the radio. which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. The segment of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is cooperation of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the Language Development Agency, the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Sudah berapa lama kalian menikah? Or in English, how long have you been married? Stay tuned. Listener, next is a conversation about Sudah berapa lama kamu menikah? Or in English, how long have you been married? The conversation is located at Joko's family room. Tony and Dinda are talking about their family while seeing the family's album.
Sudah berapa lama kalian menikah?
10 tahun.
Listener, after the conversation, now I'll introduce some expressions related to the topic today. Sudah berapa lama kamu menikah? Or in English, how long have you been married? I'll say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Menikah. Menikah in English, married. Sudah berapa lama kalian menikah? Sudah berapa lama kalian menikah? In English, how long have you been married? 10 tahun. 10 tahun. In English, 10 years. Listener, to ask about how long the events or activities have occurred, you can use the phrase sudah berapa lama. Sudah berapa lama in English, how long have you been? For example, sudah berapa lama kalian menikah? In English, how long have you been married? Another example, sudah berapa lama kalian belajar bahasa Indonesia? Sudah berapa lama kalian belajar bahasa Indonesia? In English, how long have you been learn bahasa Indonesia? The question shows the situation about a person who is learning Bahasa Indonesia. The answer for the question is usually by mentioning duration and time, minutes, hours, days, weeks, month, and year. For example, sudah berapa lama kamu tinggal di Indonesia? In English, how long have you been living in Indonesia? You can answer 5 tahun. 5 tahun, in English, 5 years. Or you can answer without mentioning number. For example, sudah berapa lama kamu menunggu? Sudah berapa lama kamu menunggu? In English, how long have you been waiting for? The answer is, baru sebentar, baru sebentar. In English, just a moment or just a minute. Although the answer does not mention number, the word sebentar still indicates duration of time. In the dialogue, there is also the word kalian, or in English, you. For example, sudah berapa lama kalian menikah? In English, how long have you been married? The word kalian is also used when you talk to more people. The word kalian or you is used to call younger or the same age with a talker. But the word kalian cannot be used in an official occasion. Before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's follow again the conversation.
Sudah berapa lama kalian menikah?
10 tahun.
After listening to the conversation about sudah berapa lama kalian menikah, we will give you an exercise which of course is related to the words you have already learned. The exercise is to describe your family. For example, anggota keluarga saya berjumlah 4 orang. Saya anak pertama dari 2 bersaudara. Saya mempunyai 1 adik laki-laki. Dia 2 tahun lebih muda daripada saya. Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today's edition. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you tomorrow with another interesting topic.
Indonesia is the largest archipelagic country in the world. Indonesia, a country with diverse ethnicities, cultures, and languages, where the hospitality of its people becomes a thing to be missed. Are you dreaming of visiting this beautiful land? Come on! Realize your dream by following VOI International Quiz 2018. If you're lucky, you will get a vacation and enjoy the charm of Indonesia for free. You just need to answer the following question. 1. Please mention one or more historic buildings in Bandung that you know. 2. How do you listen to Voice of Indonesia? Streaming or shortwave? And why? 3. What is your favorite program? Send your answer along with your identity, passport number, and passport expiry date to voiquiz2018@voinews.id before July 31st, 2018, 2400 hours UTC. VOI International Quiz 2018, presented by RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia. Hello listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will present Kroncong Song by Indonesian female singers. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Sampul Surat by Wiwit Sunato. Happy listening.
Thank you.
was the song entitled Sampul Surat by Wiwit Sunarto. The song tells about sad ending love story. Someone receives a letter which is actually just an empty envelope from the beloved person. Nevertheless, it is kept as a memory. Her soft voice perfectly merged to a beautiful rhythm of kroncong. This song is an original kroncong song that has also been performed by other Indonesian singers, including Didi Kempot. Although she has brought a number of kroncong songs, no much information about singing career of Wiwit Sunarto. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Langgam Kerinduan by Mami Marasudi.
Serelingku malu,
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th Floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.